This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
We're going to continue here an update on Burning Man, which we've been following for the past couple of weeks, given that it was canceled. And then turns out some people went anyway, which, of course, warms my heart. I like it when that sort of thing happens.
Burning Man is so hot.
On the way, Tyler, you're going to be telling us about a segregated college campus, and we'll get into what that means. On the way, toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Whatever you want to talk about goes. But Burning Man's always been something that's a bit of a fascination for me. I've always kind of toyed with the idea of going to it, but I never actually have because it's such a huge commitment, not just in time, because, you know, unless you want to, like, fly there and buy all your camping gear and then go out to the playa, you pretty much have to drive it out, right? Like, so if you want to properly pack for this week-long, you know, experience in the desert, you got to pack a ton of water, you got to pack all the food in, you got to, I mean, you can get some things while you're there. There's this sort of trading thing that goes on with people. They call it a gift economy, which is like this commie thing. And that's a whole other discussion to have. But you've got to, they call it radical self-reliance. It's one of the main kind of themes of Burning Man. It's always been there from the early days. And, yeah, you do have to have some serious self-reliance to go camp in the middle of nowhere where there's literally not even, like, a running brook of water. You're in the desert, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so there's no resources anywhere except for sunlight. And that's about it. Of course, some people do bring in, there's pump trucks for people with their RVs, and there's easier ways to do it. Like, if you rent an RV and you go to Burning Man, it's probably going to be a little more of a comfy experience than if you're out in the windswept terrain, and if you don't use rebar to, like, batten down the hatches of your tent, it's literally going to blow away.
Right.
And they have that happen. Like, the newbies at Burning Man that didn't do their research just show up, think they can put a little, you know, the little tent spikes in the ground, and they're going to be fine. No. It don't work like that. They go out during the day, they come back, and their entire tent site is gone.
Oof.
I camped through a hurricane on South Padre Island off the...
In Texas.
Near Texas, or off the coast of Texas, and had the same experience watching my tent be straight out in the wind, going horizontal, and we're sitting in the car going, yeah, we're not going to be sleeping in the
Right, so, I mean, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of effort to go out to this particular event. And so for a long time, it was sort of marketed as this independent thing. And, of course, it's this amazing community that comes together for 1 week and has been as large as 70-plus thousand people, so bigger than the city of Nashua, New Hampshire, the second largest city in New Hampshire. This comes together in a week's time, and people have, by and large, a good time. And they come home, and everything's okay. You know, they might have had some crazy experiences and seen some wild artwork and met some interesting characters. But, you know, most of the stories are pretty positive, except for when the cops come in and they arrest people and they make life difficult on folks, and except for the fact that Burning Man has this party on government property, on federal government Bureau of Land Management land, which means they have to make all kinds of concessions to the state in order to do their thing. And so as the event has gotten more popular over the years, it seems to have, not surprisingly, strayed from its roots. That has become, you know, jump the shark. It's sold out, as some people
would say. It's no longer a renegade gathering.
It's a yuppie festival.
Well, and if not, and if, as though they needed to prove it to you, now they have Burning Man 2020, the story from youredm.com. So it's a dance music.
Electronic dance music.
Electronic dance music. So they write, Burning Man 2020 would have taken place in the Black Rock Desert of northern Nevada from August 30th to September 7th in what is undoubtedly a second home to the approximately 80,000 people who attend every year.
Had the anarchists not obeyed the government.
And a bunch of them didn't. There were a couple thousand folks who showed up anyway, which was very interesting.
That's my kind of Burning Man.
Yeah, and we reported on that several days ago. So in what is, they say here, the COVID-19 removed a pillar of a community and its residents, so to speak, have gone elsewhere to keep the spirit alive. People have gathered at Black Rock City itself, and others have put on such distasteful events like Reunite over the past couple of weeks, Saturday
night.
That
sounds awful.
According
to Reunite.
The San Francisco mayor, and we reported on this mayor as well, basically the mayor was calling the folks who were partying on the beach in San Francisco, which is where it all started, by the way, in the mid-1980s. Burning Man started on a San Francisco beach, which was called, I think, I don't have it in front of me right now, but one of the San Francisco beaches. And so some of them gathered on the beach to sort of remember Burning Man and have a little, you know, party in, when they weren't in the Black Rock Desert. And the mayor called them reckless, and he called it selfish, saying they're putting people's lives at risk. You're putting our progress at risk. No one is immune from spreading the virus. And then the following night, Burning Man, the official organization, condemned the gathering. They posted this.
Can I slip out a quick... correction for the mayor. Anybody who doesn't have the virus is immune from spreading it, dude. Think.
Well, I mean, somebody with a virus might have been there, but regardless, people...
But the thing is, anybody who doesn't have it is immune from spreading it.
And people should be free to make their choices if they want. But regardless, Burning Man took a side... And they wrote on Twitter, quote, as members of our global community continue to honor Burning Man culture this weekend, we urge everyone to refrain from gathering unsafely in large groups, maintain public health, and respect local, state, and federal guidelines. Let's all help prevent the spread of COVID-19.
It's not enough that you stay home because you don't want to go out. That's your prerogative. You do that.
Right.
It's like to condemn all these people that are like, virus be damned. Let's just go do what we want and have fun. This was supposed to be a counterculture movement anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
And the thing is, we're all reasoning from too little information. We're all getting our information from a government that can't be trusted, from a media that can't be trusted, from a scientific establishment that can't be trusted.
That's right.
So how can I condemn somebody for coming to different conclusions than I do when so much of it is the subjective question of who do you trust the most, who do you trust the least?
Yeah. I think this would have been the year to go to Burning Man because
I would have gone
because the official organization wasn't involved because
right.
This year was the only probably the most true to the original Burning Man, at least in the last few decades, right? Because it's been going on since the mid-1980s. This year there were no organizers, but yet a few thousand people showed up according to some estimates in the middle of the desert.
Burning Man, Satoshi's vision.
So I mean, shame on these people, these, you know, state filleting people over at the Burning Man Project. I mean, they should be ashamed of themselves, basically just insulting whatever traditions that they supposedly held dear for some amount of time and have now flushed it down the drain completely to just show everybody how obedient they are to this COVID craze. What a shame.
So this is on state-run property, but there's somebody who's charging tickets to go, right? You have to get
it's almost $500 per head.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
It's very expensive.
Holy cow.
But you're not allowed,
this year. Right, right.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to sell anything or make a profit or try and get any of your money back, but these guys can charge you, and it's not even their land.
That's right.
State
land,
so someone's making a pretty penny.
I think they are paying the Bureau of Land Management some amount of money, but yeah, they're definitely taking plenty for the organization.
Oh, man.
And I wonder if that's some of the intent for having only the gift economy is, you know, normally like dead shows, you know, people couldn't afford to go to a dead show every week. They'll go and vend something, and that makes it possible for them to attend. If they weren't able to go and vend, they couldn't be there at all.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of person is going to get squeezed out of a thing like Burning Man.
This sort of reminds me of, like, Metallica attacking its own fans back 20 years ago. Remember when the first file-sharing services were out, like Napster? Metallica got really upset because their own fans were sharing Metallica albums online, and they just lashed out at them. But at least to their credit, 15 years later, they finally kind of saw the light, and they actually released an entire album for free online.
Nice.
You know, but
yeah.
They finally figured it out. Burning Man's gone in the other direction. They have completely they started out counterculture and have completely become adopted by the state culture.
Right.
That's what happens. Anytime there's money to be made, someone's going to come in and try and stir things up and make their penny.
If it gets big, it gets co-opted.
Yep, seems that way. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of money, college campuses, man, they just love some of that stuff, too. And
don't they?
Now you've got a story, Tyler, about a college campus that is setting up segregation on campus. Maybe whether it was their intention or not is another question. We'll get into it. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm. dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to check in with the crazy world of the colleges here in just a moment. We'll get into that with you tonight, though. It's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Tyler.
And want to invite you to Bitcoin.com. That is a great site to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. If you haven't gotten started into that world yet, then you can go and get started right now at Bitcoin.com. It's a variety of free features on the site, and that's one of them. Just kind of learn the basics at Bitcoin.com. Also, they've got a great news section for those of you that want to keep up to date with what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency today over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So, Tyler, you're currently in one of these colleges. You're going to Keene State here in the area.
I'm sorry.
Thankfully,
I'm surviving.
You're taking the remote option, so you don't have to go and get tested for COVID twice a week or whatever the ridiculous...
Right, and that is about what it's at now.
...requirements. Of course, they're cracking down left and right on students and, you know, not allowed to party, not allowed to have fun, got to wear a mask everywhere you go.
And you're still ridiculous. Paying the same tuition as if you were going to school like normal.
Yeah. What are they doing to the kid who doesn't study and fails his COVID test? Is it like, are they like packing them off into a
I think you get
hospital
quarantined.
Or a nursing home?
They just quarantine them in one of the dorms.
In the dorm
and
room?
They've already told people that they reserve the right to come in and inspect your dorms whenever they want.
Well, that's
a standing
rule with the
college. Sure, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's part of the reason they have dorms, I think.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like most of the kids are kind of over it, and they're just trying to get through their time at school. They're mostly upset about the money, but
like
a lot
prison.
Of them, just the fastest way out is forward. Mm. But
75 nights and a wake up.
Yeah, there are a lot of them though that are totally indoctrinated into the mentality, and they think it's all for safety, and it's super important, and we're doing the right thing, and it's just, you know, it's kind of disheartening to me.
No, just believe what you're told.
Well, in Michigan, so here's what's going on from Detroit News. The University of Michigan Dearborn officially issued an apology Wednesday after creating segregated online student, quote, cafes for white people those of color.
Online cafe?
Wow. Yeah.
What the hell is an online cafe?
That's a great question.
That's the kind of cafe you go to when you're a coward and you're afraid to leave the house.
Yeah, it's an introvert cafe, I think. I don't think there's any coffee being served, but I think it's just a nice way of calling an online space something that's not a forum or a chat room. But yeah. So, well, they go on to talk about it. So it's two virtual events were held Tuesday and were advertised as, quote, non-POC cafe, people of color, and another as it looks like it's pronounced biopic cafe. That's black, indigenous, and people of color. BIOPIC.
Okay, so written a different way, it would be whites only.
Right, yeah, whites only and
colored.
Yep. And that's,
wow.
I love this, right? So to me, it's funny because... This leftist ideology of inclusion and of making people feel important.
It's come full circle.
Right. Exactly. We're full circle back to segregation because that is the logical conclusion. When you create a safe space for people of color and you're all about inclusivity, then white people need a space too. And then, bam, we're right back where we started.
What about the space where I can just be with anyone who wants to be there? What about that space?
That's what I want. Where's the rainbow space?
The public forum,
where,
the public
where
square.
Where can you just come as you are?
Yeah. Right. So, the non-People of Color Cafe is a space for students that do not identify as persons of color to gather and to discuss their experience
as
students.
Now, when they say non-people of color, does that mean that we're non-people but we have a color, or that we're people but we don't have a color?
Well, what I like about this, too, is that non-people of color could mean anyone that doesn't want to identify as a person of color. If you're an Indian person or a black person,
but
you walk in, it's like, I don't identify with color.
I just identify as human.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that.
Yep. So, it says, feel free to drop in and discuss your experiences as non-persons of color and hopefully brainstorm solutions to common issues with the non-POC community.
Can I just drink some damn coffee and not talk about all these race things? Because, like,
you
racist
can't have
to
any
me,
coffee, you'd have to take your mask off.
Well, it's like when I was a kid, it was all about melting pot, right? Like, people were supposed to come to America and assimilate
beautiful.
To American
beautiful
values
thing.
And we're supposed to, move forward together as a nation. But instead, now it's like, no. You can't. It's not a melting pot. We have to recognize that race exists and there's people that identify with it. But if you're a white person, you should feel bad about that. And
again, what is it when they call, what do they call it, cultural appropriation when you like wear an Indian outfit for Halloween or something
like that?
They get really mad.
They're appropriating the Southern culture by bringing in segregation.
You know, I've never met an Irish person that gets mad about St. Patrick's Day when everyone dresses
up
like
they're usually drunk. Yeah. So like, you know,
well,
whatever.
And the thing is I don't think,
and you know, where that's when Irishmen are the happiest.
I don't think it's actually,
I say as an Irishman.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually indigenous people that are upset if you dress up like Pocahontas for Halloween. I don't think there's an Indian person out there that's getting really upset about it. It's these woke, you know, quote-unquote woke liberal college leftists, you know, the ones that go to Ivy League schools that try and see everything through this, like, neo-Marxist paradigm where race exists, but it only exists for people that aren't within, you know, their confined system of hierarchy, right? What they believe are the oppressors, because, you know, let's be honest, anyone in the position of authority or power is going to be an oppressor. It doesn't matter what the color of their skin is.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why people can't see that? I don't.
Well, and so the funny thing is the article goes on to talk about how the school immediately like went back on what they did, and
whoops,
they realized, yeah, and people are like, you guys didn't think this enough through. And it's like, well, hold on now. The logical conclusion, if you're about inclusivity, is to give everybody their own space. That's the logical conclusion, and that's what should tell people to key in and go, maybe this ideology they're subscribing to isn't founded in logic. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just founded on nonsense and feelings. Yeah, because it's like, you know, the minute that you cry racism because of something you were doing with good intentions, then, well, the system that you came up with probably isn't working, and it's probably nonsense.
And what I would like to see after the breakup of the United States, if it comes, is I would like there to be, when it comes. Yeah, that's true. None of them last forever.
Right.
But what I would like to see is I would like to see, both the black separatists and the white separatists have places where they could separate.
Yeah, go for it. Sure.
But I would want the most of the land, and I think most of the land would be a place where anybody could go regardless of race. And in those places, the nice thing about the first part is that you don't have to worry about running into the supremacists or the separatists.
Right.
You let the separatists separate, and then when you find a supremacist, you just deport them.
With
the separatists.
Yeah. If there is some kind of balkanization coming down the line, my hope would be that, you know, people like migrate to areas where people share their values. That's what brought me to New Hampshire.
That's the best thing they can do.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. If you love socialism, get to California or
Washington. But if you love liberty, get up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And we don't care what color you are. If you love liberty, you're our brother.
And if you love telling people what to do as far as your religion is concerned and getting in their business about, you know, what they believe or what they're putting in their body, down to Texas. Get down to, you know, one of the southern states.
Right.
You know, get to one of these red states. I think that's the best thing that people can do is find their tribe and go to it. And now it's more important than it's ever been. Luke Radowski was just visiting us last night. He's one of the guys, the founders behind We Are Change, fairly popular YouTube channel. He finally made the move to New Hampshire, and he explained that this thing was a wake-up call for him. He realized he's been stuck in the city, and New York is not going to get more free, and California is not going to get more free.
Oh, God, no.
And you got to do something. You know, staying there is futile.
Yep. 100%.
So it's not. There's nothing wrong with retreating strategically to regroup.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about.
And to reinforce your allies, because we need your help, bros.
That's right. 855-450 free like freedom. You can go to move.shiresociety.com. Learn more about the Shire Society and migrating to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
If you're hoping for extra coronavirus relief, moderate House Democrats are growing increasingly alarmed about stalled coronavirus negotiations, with vulnerable members starting to privately push Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other party leaders to take action to break the stalemate. Those anxieties have spiked as lawmakers watched the standoff drag out this week in the Senate while they were stuck at home in their district amid the pandemic. The Senate failed to advance a skinny Republican coronavirus plan over Democratic opposition, even though the Republican plan only had things that both Republicans and Democrats already agreed on. House members are preparing to return to Washington next week with little prospect for a bipartisan deal, even as coronavirus cases continue to rise and millions of Americans remain unemployed. It's beginning to look like the president will pass another executive order to get funds to the American public. This is USA Radio News. Long-awaited peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government are about to begin in the Gulf Arab state of Qatar. The talks, known as the intra-Afghan negotiations, were laid out in a peace deal that the Trump administration brokered with the Taliban and signed in February, also in Qatar, where the Taliban maintained a political office. At that time, the deal was seen as Afghanistan's best chance at ending more than four decades of relentless war. Shortly after the announcement, President Donald Trump said U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to attend the start of the negotiations. The Federal Emergency Management Agency estimated that over 600 homes were burned by the fire that started in Ashland, Oregon, and tore through Phoenix City near Medford. Wildfires are also causing chaos in Washington State and California, where hot, dry, and windy weather combined to create near-perfect conditions. Oregon officials continue to be shocked by the number of simultaneous fires, which stands at 49. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at Discord. .lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Oops, sorry, I forgot your microphone there. Try that again.
Hey, they're always trying to silence me. There's nobody. Nobody's here.
And
nobody
silent.
Cares.
And by the way, I do want you to know about ForkFest 2021. The dates, you can mark them right now on your calendar, June 28th through July 4th in 2021. You can also contact Rogers Campground and go ahead and book those dates right away. You don't have to wait until next year. If you know you want to go to ForkFest, if you're bummed that you missed it this year, or you came this year and you know how great it was, then you're going to want to come to year number 5, which is, again, June 28th through July 4th, 2021, where better to celebrate Independence Day than with people who also care about real freedom here in the Shire. And you get to create what you want at ForkFest. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. Decentralized meaning there's no central authority besides the park owner, so there's no, like...
Nobody's in charge!
Yeah, there's no bureaucracy, there's no king, there's no board of directors, or there's no organizer. Each individual organizes their own experience. So if you want to do something to create, like, create a thing for other people to do, there was a tent that had, like, a poker table every single night. Mm-hmm. That was a thing that somebody put together, and then somebody else brought the table, and like it made, they made it happen. And then there was, you know, people who were selling food. food, and there was a live musical performance by Aria and Captain Kickass and Michael Gordon. They did the first ever live music. It was just an amazing week, and it can be even better with more people. So come on out and join us. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about the event. That's an unofficial website, and there's a link to a Telegram chat room and the ForkFest forums there. So check it out.
And I'll tell you what, there's been one thing missing from ForkFest.
What do we miss?
Every year. What we miss, we don't have any sex lurkers. So if
well, that you know of.
Well, I, there none.
Maybe
none,
they didn't patronize
there were,
you.
There were some strippers at ForkFest.
I don't.
This year.
I mean, maybe not. I suspect because it's something I talk about that it's something I would hear about, even if not directly
so
to them.
So you're hoping the sex workers will pitch you, is what you're saying.
I am hoping so. So if you're a sex worker and you were at ForkFest and I missed you, send me a pic and I'll be sure to catch you next time.
All right. Everyone's a sex worker if the money's right.
The other thing that
it's true.
Well, and this was that's true. The other thing that we're missing this year. It happened only one night. And that was to have a fairly large bonfire. There was one campsite down towards the party tent area that did a bonfire, but they only did it that one night, and so it wasn't ongoing long enough to really capture a large crowd. And if there was something that went on every single night like they do during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think there'd be a lot of people that would attend that. And there was some talk. Like, there's usually like, oh, we should go get a cord of wood and we should do that. Well,
but it's too late that day.
Yeah.
You got to do that in advance.
Yeah, you got to plan that out.
Yeah,
it's a double-edged sword having ForkFest right after ForkFest, because on one hand, it's convenient that they're just you can roll right into the next one.
Right.
But on the other hand, a lot of people are burnt out after a whole week at ForkFest.
It's true.
You got to be hardcore to do both weeks.
Yeah.
But you can also just do one week and come to ForkFest.
True.
You know.
Yeah, it almost seems like it would be worth taking a week off in between. The only problem is the people who come here specifically for that, where do they go?
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're state or whatever,
Yeah. It would be nice if, maybe we should stress the weekend of ForkFest, like the closing weekend of ForkFest more and get people to, say, hey, you need to go home for a couple days.
Come back for a couple days.
That's what they did.
Come back. And a lot of people did
happened.
Do that.
The people that lived up here, they had to go back to work. They went to work during the week, and they came back up on Thursday or Friday, and they spent the weekend at Rogers for ForkFest. So everybody's going to do something differently, and that's why, the choices are good, to give people options, because some people do prefer the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is a little more on the family-friendly side.
Mm-hmm.
There's more structure to the things that you can do there. And for those that prefer the more destructed version, ForkFest is there, and it's an option, and it's not going away.
Yeah, I mean, for example, ForkFest frowns on titties, whereas we in ForkFest, we believe that the titties are one of the wonderful things that makes the world go round.
Amen.
So I got a little piece here from PJ Media, which from what I understand is a right-wing-leaning site, but it caught my eye because when you talk about, when people are involved in these protests that sometimes become violent, sometimes result in, opportunists who want to come in and destroy things, setting buildings on fire, terrible destruction, of course, has happened in these places. Sometimes these people will excuse their own behavior by saying, oh, well, they've got insurance.
That's ridiculous.
No, don't worry. We can steal everything we want. They've got insurance. It's totally fine. We're just reappropriating these goods. The insurance will cover it. And so it's kind of an interesting piece about that, because what I said was, well, what if you destroy so much that the insurance company goes out of business, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if they can't pay?
They just won't cover it.
All the claims.
Well, there's more to it than that, because insurance companies frequently don't cover damages from war, revolt, insurrection,
right,
and riot.
Acts
that's a thing.
That's like the catch-all.
Yeah, so there's a little bit about this here in this story, and again, PJMedia.com reporting, Jim Treacher writing, ever since a multiracial group of Minneapolis cops kneeled on George Floyd's neck as he died 3 months ago.
The word they were looking for was knelt.
They have, it's a blog. There have been riots across American cities every single night. And they say, and our first moral, ethical, and intellectual betters in the media, at first our moral, ethical, and intellectual betters in the media just gaslighted us about it. They looked right into their cameras and told us it wasn't happening. It's not actual violence, the bad kind of violence. It's mostly peaceful protest, they said. But the people in the luxury neighborhood are still there in the ruins. He says he cites some CNN reporter.
Let me rebut that one thing that he said just a little bit and point out that mostly these protests have been peaceful in that supposedly 6% of them have turned violent. Now, that's compared to 0% of my 420 rallies turning violent. But then again, they're not shooting us either. So it's not all of these things go violent. Most of them do seem to stay on the side of the light.
Sure, but that doesn't get the cameras. That doesn't get the video coverage.
It doesn't get the
cameras. It doesn't get the
tune-ins. Well, I think it's really interesting, too, that all the violence and the rioting and the looting is all happening to small businesses. It's like, why aren't you looting Amazon? Why aren't you looting Google? Why aren't you...
Well, you can't loot a website.
Right, that's fair.
Okay, it's not physically there. What's still there is the small business.
Well, if they robbed Target.
Have they burned down any Walmarts? Because that...
They have robbed. I mean, Target was in the early days. I remember that one from Minneapolis.
Yep.
They went in there and destroyed one of the Targets there.
Yep.
There was video footage that actually Rob, the guy who hangs out with Berman Supreme. I don't know. You've met Rob, I'm sure.
Yeah. He hates Rod Weber. He hates me a little bit.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was there at that Target, and he got video footage of some guy in a car drives into the Target.
Woo!
And then just starts peeling around, like doing loop-de-loops inside this Target.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And this was, of course, after a ton of people had gone in there and like lit things on fire and stole stuff. So anyway, they cite this guy from MSNBC. His name is Al Valishi, and he, of course, is covering for the riots that were going on. And he says, then Valishi went back to his luxurious home. But the people in that neighborhood, the one where the buildings are being burned down, are still there in the ruins. Valishi and his ilk don't care what happens to them because it doesn't fit liberals' view of the world, and it's bad for their preferred political party. They don't care what happens to people like this Minneapolis resident after rioters destroyed her neighborhood. And then he puts a clip of a black lady in talking about just the destruction around her house and such.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to be angry about the death of a black man in police custody, but why is she being punished for it? Doesn't her life matter too? How is that justice for George Floyd? Aha, exclaims the liberal in good standing. Allow me to retort. Maybe you rednecks have never heard of a little thing called insurance? It's just property. It's just stuff. It can be replaced. George Floyd's life can't. Well, about that. And then from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, they give some interesting examples. Quote, one day after rioters destroyed the Sports Dome retail complex in St. Paul, a construction crew hired by the city knocked the building down because it was dangerously unstable. Then the city presented the property owners with a $140,000 bill for what it cost to haul away the debris. We were really upset about that, said the property owner, whose insurance policy covers a maximum of $25,000 in demolition costs.
Wow, man.
And there's another example. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Our number is 855-450-free like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Doctor.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring us what you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
And also, I do want to invite you to our satellite fundraiser, and I want to thank some of the folks who did contribute within the last week that I've been talking about this. So, what is it? Well, we have satellite channels, and we don't talk about them too often on the air, so I wanted to start doing that just to bring it to folks' attention, because I feel like it's something that I'd like to see people get behind, because honestly, I've been having second thoughts about it. We've got the renewal date coming up next year for the satellite channels, and it's a 3-year contract, so it's a big, you know, pretty big commitment. So if people are behind the idea, then we'll keep it going. But as of the start of this promotion, which we started last week, we only had about 15% that had been raised over the last 3 years. So only about 15% of our monthly satellite bill is actually covered by donations. And so what I'm doing is I'm offering doubling the donations to the satellite. So the Shire Free Church will match every contribution to this fundraiser, in the hopes that we can not only continue the current satellite channels we have. One of them is over sub-Saharan Africa, which is, by the way, the least internet connected of the entire world. That's the place where you're least likely to encounter internet connections. And so sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America, so we've got two satellites over those areas of the world. We could have more, so if this fundraiser raises enough money, and again, it's being matched, then we can add a channel. We can add one over Europe and the Middle East. There's one satellite that covers all of that, including North Africa. But we would let our donors decide which area of the world we should focus
on. That would be donors.
Donors, yes, thank you. Or maybe it's not that interesting to people and they don't think it's worth supporting, in which case maybe we'll will take one or two channels off the air and completely when their contracts run out. So if you want to help us with that, you can go to our satellite fundraiser Patreon over at fund.lrn.fm. That's a short link that'll get you there. That's fund.lrn.fm, and it's $2 a month or whatever you want to donate, so thank you in advance.
And I'll tell you what, if you're in sub-Saharan Africa and you're listening to this, get me an email at nobody@electnobody.com and I'll donate $10 to the African transponder to keep you listening.
Well, I know that there are
to
people
a reasonable
out there.
Point. I'm not a wealthy man. I can't cope if like a million of you call me, but I'll definitely publicize it and people will donate.
And we have heard from some of our African listeners over time, so it's not like they don't exist. We know that they do, but they, you know, you don't get a whole lot of feedback.
Right.
But then again, they don't have a whole lot of internet either.
Yeah, so. that's a concern.
One more example here of how this excuse that some of the rioters make. Well, they've got insurance. It's no problem. We can burn everything, and they'll get a paycheck. Well, maybe you don't understand insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard about insurance, but you've probably never actually had any. Certainly not commercial insurance or insurance on a building or whatever.
Well, leftists are very unlikely to have any business experience.
Correct.
Because that fixes them.
Yeah, right. So, as another example, we're talking about these demolition costs. So, the Sports Dome retail complex in St. Paul was so badly damaged, they knocked the whole thing down because it was unstable. The city did. And, the city hired a construction crew, then gave the owners a $140,000 bill for this. Well, their demolition costs were only covered up to $25,000 in the insurance policy that they had. Like dozens of other investors, this is from Minneapolis Star Tribune, whose properties were severely damaged in the May riots, the Kim family was stunned to discover that the money it would collect from its insurance company for demolition won't even come close to the actual cost of doing the job. Most policies limit reimbursement to $25,000 to $50,000. But contractors...
This is why God invented rooftop Koreans.
Yeah.
But contractors have been submitting bids of $200,000 to $300,000. So we're talking about 10 times, in some cases, the amount covered by insurance.
Yeah.
In many cases, the price of the work is not much lower than the actual value of the property. So if that's what happens, if your insurance coverage only covers $25,000 to $50,000, but the construction companies are saying it's going to cost you $200,000 to $300,000 to, you know, do this work, you're done.
Yeah, imagine the backlash if like an anti-mask protest or like just any like a gun rights protest erupted in violence and like, you know, their argument was, well, it was only a couple of the protesters that turned into rioters. The media would lose their mind.
Oh,
they would call them all like deranged fringe rights nutwings.
Oh, yeah.
That's certainly true, but let's say that there were 100 protests across the nation, and 6 of them turned into riots. Would you say that the movement was mostly peaceful?
No.
The 6 of
it
them turned into riots
peaceful.
Out
I,
of 100.
I know, but still, the phrase
49-51 would be mostly peaceful,
right.
I
well,
would say.
Sure, I mean, by technicality, but that doesn't mean that the entire thing is mostly peaceful. I feel like that's just a way to, like, just, you know, change the conversation. Like, if one person is violent in a protest, then the protest is violent. Especially, you know, the gun rights thing. Gun rights activists wouldn't even let that happen. You know what I mean? They keep each other well regulated. Yeah, they put a stop to it, and they understand why it's bad. You know,
well, and some of the folks have stopped some of the rioters.
Sure,
like, there's video of that happening.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, most of the Black Lives Matter supporters that I talk to, including the black ones, they're not supporting the rioting. They understand the rioting because...
Many of them are white, privileged kids, by the way.
Yeah, and also a lot of the rioters are white. It's like the kids that came after Kenosha Kyle,
there's an article,
were all white.
Yeah, there's an article in the New York Post about a bunch of these, what they described as privileged white rioters.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phone calls here. We got Alex in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi. I was just calling in because I had a question. Yeah. And a little bit of background on my question. I have this brother who he thinks he's, you know, a libertarian, and I'm pretty sure he's listening to this right now. He, like, loves your show.
Okay.
And but he was talking to me about how, you know, drugs should just be completely allowed and yada, yada. Yeah. And I kind of have, you know, I argued with him a little bit and said that I think, you know, what you do in your home is what you do in your home, except for when you have kids, because you're putting people at risk. So I just want to know, from a libertarian standpoint, when do you draw a line on, you know, a free-for-all with the drugs and having freedom to do that kind of stuff in your own home?
That's a great question. You know, it's definitely a great question, because then you have to start to balance. It's like, well, who's important? Is it your individual sovereignty, or do your kids matter more? Should we allow people to have the freedom to the point that they abuse their kids with that freedom?
That's the thing. Question. Who decides what is child abuse as far as what parents are willing to do? Some parents want to spank their children.
Right.
I consider that to be abuse. But I'm not willing to go and kidnap somebody's kids because they're spanking their kids.
Right.
However, there may be a point at which I would be willing to kidnap somebody's kids, like if they were torturing their children in the backyard, and, you know, everybody knew
someone
about
needs
it.
To do
same
something.
Thing with a dog or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mostly look at it from a Darwinian point of view, which is, and I kind of take the same position on abortion, that, you know, if you're going to kill your own children, you should be removed from the gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, killing your own children actually accomplishes that. But I'm not saying that it should be something that's allowed. I'm saying that to some extent it's self-punishing, at least from a Darwinian point of view.
That
said, if somebody is causing, you know, ongoing pain to their children over a long basis, and you know, I'm walking by the house and I hear some kid yelling, "Hey, Mr. Help!" Well, at that point, I can't take that view anymore. So you know, I'm not going to deny somebody in need in general. So it's really a tough call.
Both of your responses, though, play into what I think on the matter, which is, this isn't a legal issue. There doesn't need to be laws in place saying that we can take kids away at this point, you know, given this set of criteria or whatever arbitrary
measure.
All
you have to do is look at how bad that's gone with foster homes.
True.
I mean, being even worse in a lot
that's
of cases.
A level system.
And most of these kids that they find that are being trafficked have passed through
foster homes.
System.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and what I would say is, the answer to the problem is that you need to have a sense of community, and you need to have a community that engages with each other and interacts with each other, because it's the good people within that community that are going to prevent those kind of atrocities from happening to a child, right? Like, when those kids go to school and their friends see bruises on them or the teachers see bruises on them, right? People need to be able to talk about that. And you don't need a government to prevent that. What you need is you need love, and you need a community that communicates. And then that problem will be solved by the virtue within the community. I mean, all three of us agree that if there was a kid that was in trouble because his parents were torturing them, we would do something to put a stop to it. And, you don't have to say, well, it's their kid, it's none of my business. At a certain point, other people's pain does become your business.
Yep, that's true. Alex, I wish we had more time for you, but call in another night if you want to continue the conversation. We're out of it for tonight, but I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and we will continue tomorrow. We
Thanks
got more
for calling, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. And open phones every night here, so it's always good to get on sooner or earlier in the show. That way we can definitely have time for you. So join us online in the meantime between now and then, freetalklive.com. Check out Nobody at likenobody.com.
Yeehaw!
We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.